Good morning, Hanuage family, and to all those who may be listening and taking encouragement from the series of the Hanuage Lockdown Devotions. Let me begin by asking this question. What was the first thing you thought about as you woke up this morning? For most of us, the first and most natural things that flood our minds when the alarm goes off, or as in our case, when the baby cries, those very first thoughts do not produce praise or comfort. More often than not, rather, the burdens of the day come rushing in before the day even begins. A struggling relationship, some type of conflict, that meeting, the mistake, the pain you're feeling, that sin. And underneath them all, there's the nagging feeling that we won't find the strength to lighten these burdens. If we're not careful, those first few groggy, heavy minutes can define the rest of the day. Burdened. We are going to focus on Colossians 3, verses 1 to 4, as we find that we're not naturally prone to follow the command to set our minds on things above where Christ is. And so Paul's encouragement follows. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So the context of this encouragement stems from Paul's polemic against the false teacher and is a bridge or introduction rather to his appeal for the Colossians to live in a manner pleasing to the Lord. And so Paul reminds the Colossians of their salvation through Christ and their identification in Christ and says to set their minds on things above and not things that are on the earth. Paul is encouraging a deeper knowledge of Christ himself. A similar preaching to that of Jesus, as in Matthew 6, verses 33, where Jesus encourages to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Isn't it ironic and foolish that the first few moments after a full night of total unaware dependence, we immediately wake up and go into independence, self-trust mode? I'd like to turn our focus now to Lamentations, as the author of Lamentations recognizes that the Lord is his portion. On the other side of the cross, we know better than anyone in history that the gospel purchases this portion for us. Eternity with full joy in the presence of God. Don't you want to read with me through Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 24? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. This wonderful section reminds us that in Christ, the Lord is faithful to be there every morning with enough new mercy to get us through today's troubles, sin, and pain. Now, we know Lamentations is filled with pain, misery, and the consequence of a sinful and broken world. Yet breaking through this is a glimmering gospel hope that points to the sufficient, powerful presence and faithful care of God for each child that belongs to his blood-bought family. What a wonderful truth to be reminded of in a time where it may feel to so many that every day brings about new worries and new burdens. But our hope is in him whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end. We know that the Lord feeds every bird of the air and clothes all the lilies of the field. And we also know that his care for us supersedes by far his care for nature. So what does this mean for today's burdens? Firstly, don't be discouraged by the tough days. Many days may leave us broken, beaten up, and barely hoping. Some more than others, and some even more. Our encouragement comes in where we realize that there was enough mercy for that day. and there will be more in the morning. Fix your eyes on Jesus and cast your burdens on Him again. Secondly, don't rely on yesterday's mercies for today's burdens. Go to Jesus afresh each day. Go to the Word of God in prayer each day and ask Him to help you to see the wonders and promises that make your heart sing and result in praise and hopefulness as we set our minds on things above. Relationships take constant work and training, and that's no different as we seek to draw nearer to the Lord, while our wavering hearts also take constant reminding. Lastly, do not be anxious. We cannot kill the morning's anxiety, despair, or fear with well-written to-do lists and well-planned schedules. Rather, in all of our circumstances, it would be good for us to head to the words of Paul with new morning's mercies in mind. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, You are with us through Christ and by the Spirit. Your promises for new mercies are as real and as trustworthy today as they were yesterday. Your mercies are new every day. And as each day brings about its own troubles, so another one passes. And again, we realize that your mercy and grace is fully sufficient, even for the hardest days. Lord, help us and remind us to come to you often, to cast our cares honestly, and trust in you and no other for the peace that far surpasses our limited understanding and that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. As the psalmist writes, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." And as our sleep passes and the morning comes, we thank you for the reminder that we are to set our minds on things above. Father, thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to share in this way. Would you help us through this day, knowing that you are all that we need and that our hope is found in you alone. As we pray with confidence, knowing that you know our hearts, Lord, and that you hear us, and that your grace is sufficient for us. For it is your power that is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore we boast all the more gladly about our weaknesses, that Christ's power may rest on us. You are gracious and you are good, and we thank you and we praise your holy name. And it's in Christ's name who we pray. Amen.